the R.A.P. If you's a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop. Woo!
Are we live?
Yep.
Naked. Today's episode is brought to you by Naked Juice. Their boosted smoothie is one of my favorite flavors. It's green. I love this. Looks weird sip. Tastes amazing sip. 10 nutrient veggie boosts sip. Still looks weird.
This is another themed episode. We're just reading labels.
Kirkland purified water.
Sorry, guys. I had nuts in my mouth.
We know.
Yeah.
And Shannon started the fucking show without me realizing it.
You told me to start.
Very unprofessional.
You don't have to give away the pre-show ritual. You know?
All right, look, we're back. I'm back. We're live. It's a Thursday show. I should be tweeting out that we're live right now. Shannon, you should have let me fucking know that we're starting the show, Shannon.
I did.
Like always, Shannon fucking up the Real Ass Podcast, no. But don't worry, guys.
You told me let's go.
Yeah, but you gotta look at me in the eyes, you gotta make eye contact with me, and you gotta say, hey, we're going.
When he points at his dick and says, let's go, it means something else, not to start the show.
We are live, Real Ass Podcast.
You fucking multitask like a motherfucker.
I'm fucking dope, dog. Yeah, I'll tell you right
now. Digesting nuts, digesting green juice, talking, typing.
All right, look, great show planned for today. I'm finally back from LA. I know everyone has been missing me. Monday, no live show. Wednesday, no live show. Everyone has been freaking the fuck out in the world going, where is Luis J. Gomez? Where is Luis J. Gomez? You know where I'm at? I'm in your fucking ear holes right now, bitches. I'm back. I'm back and I'm very excited. I'm very motivated because once I go on vacation, I kind of lay into it. I get into California mode. I forget about all my problems. I forget about everything. Then I hit New York City and an urgency hits me and anxiety kicks in and I start crying and I start thinking about my mom and my dad and I scream into the night. And that drives me to do everything so amazingly. And that's what I do. I'm an amazing doer. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate you fucking agreeing with that. So today's show is going to be a fucking amazing show. We're doing amazing things.
Seems like Bob Kelly did you a disservice. You should have probably just moved to L.A. I mean, you seem to be...
L.A.'s great. Here. No. The New York makes me very... It tortures me, though. But you don't want a happy Louis. A happy Louis is not going to do anything. Happy Louis is going to be fat. He's going to fucking not be motivated. He's not going to write funny shit. He's not going to do podcasts.
When Louis is in L.A., he's Mexican. The second he gets back into the East Coast time zone, he's Puerto Rican.
I'm more Italian, but you know, whatever.
I think Puerto Ricans are pretty high-strung. Just in general.
Possibly. I don't know. But there is like an urgency now to get back and start fucking kicking shit up.
When you land, when you're driving back from the airport and you see the buildings, do you get like a little bit of an anxiety attack? Like when I land in LA, I'm like, oh my God, like peace and quiet. And then when I land in New York,
you start looking at Arabs.
Fuck, here it goes, dude.
It's not an anxiety attack. What it is I feel like it hits me in the face. Holy fuck. It's time to work again.
Yeah, you got to get back to all the shit you neglected for the last 6 days or whatever.
And you forget about it. And I have a lot of crazy shit going on. We're going to go over some of that today on today's show. Shannon, you better have a great plug song. Just you better do it. And it better not be that horse shit that you like, all right? Make it something that I like.
Okay.
For once.
Edward McCain on the plug song,
you're the
Shannon.
Producer of the show, Shannon, so...
Aimlessly.
It's a very special... show today, okay? We're doing a special time, 2 p.m. Thursday.
I feel special.
It's a special lead into your show, Justin. You're officially now one of the hosts of the No Disrespect podcast
with
Justin and Mike.
That. Yeah, and Shannon. Yeah, it's the three of us.
Is she officially a host on the show?
She's very much a part of it. You know, we don't just abuse her like we do on this show.
I don't like how everyone incorporates Shannon onto their shows. I was the first person to incorporate Shannon. Now everyone.
She's the fucking producer of all the shows.
It doesn't matter. Shut the fuck up. Call her something different.
Call her, give her another name.
Call her Dirty Mike and don't give her a mic.
I call her. I'm going to call her. Can I call her your boobies?
I mean, you basically already do.
Do you feel offended by it?
It's fine. Cool. Nothing offends me anymore.
Great.
Don't call me fat, so.
I never called you fat,
you might. I might have to fire you from the show.
And it's Domino.
Because you're being incorporated on too many other shows. And I said this about SDR show when you first started being incorporated too much on that show. And I said, I need to differentiate myself. I need to have a show that is very, very different from everyone else's show. And if everyone's going, ma, 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 Shannon, ma, 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 fake boobs, ma, 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 who'd you fuck, ma, 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 it's the same
bullshit. Is that your impression of me?
It's you, Jay, and Ralph all blended. It fucking sucks.
Sounds like a crowd scene in South Park.
And so now I got to fucking, now what I have to do, Shannon, is I have to incorporate you less, or I have to even be more unique and zany and fucking abuse you physically, probably.
It's different on every show, though.
You're a fucking narcissist, so you like it.
Shannon keeps it fresh for 20 hours of podcasting a week.
It's crazy. She does more podcasting than me.
She does.
And we're bringing her dumb podcast onto the network. Now you don't even need to be on the network, Shannon. You got fucking, you're on the No Disrespect show.
That's not true.
I didn't realize you were one of the hosts of No Disrespect.
I'm not one of the hosts.
That's what I didn't realize.
I got a poster with your face on it that shows you right here, Shannon. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's true.
I gave you a percentage of my pay cut.
Smart move. Whoever made that poster, very smart. That's her best attribute.
Can Shannon and Maddie's show get a shirt before hammer fisting?
Oh my God, yes. 100%. I'm
going to
do it.
Look, get the fucking plug music going. Let's get some plugs out of the way.
Do it now.
Great show planned today. It's going to be nuts, all right? We're coming back. We're making the Real Ass Podcast great again. I know we've had a couple weird ones recently, and the fans are upset. And that's fine. I get it. I get why they're upset.
You needed that vacation,
the
buddy.
The Fortnite episode was a goddamn mess. I said it. We said it. There's no
you
part
said it
of
before
us.
It happened.
We warned them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was here on Monday when you guys were like, this is going to suck.
Yes.
Like, as it was conceived, I didn't think you were going to go through
what
it.
So if you listen to it, you're a fucking asshole.
It's a quote from Lewis's parents.
Can I ask you?
Well, hold on. People were so upset about this. They're like, dude, fuck you. You don't care about the fans anymore. You're a piece of shit.
This show sucks. And then we didn't do a show for 2 days. Where's the fucking show, you piece of shit?
What did they think about the British accent one? Did they hate that too?
It was a love and hate.
That was a love. That was really.
But
difficult.
A lot of people really liked it.
Divisive.
It was difficult.
I admired you guys' commitment to the bit.
I mean,
I didn't watch the whole thing.
It was tough. Well, Lewis couldn't stay in fucking character.
Yeah, I could.
You went back and forth from British to
doesn't matter.
Texan.
I didn't
why
break.
Didn't you just say proper 800 times?
Hurrah, it's proper. Can we do it again?
All right, shut the fuck up. Look. We're returning to our greatness. I understand. There's been too much fight talk lately on the show. There's been too much out of the box. I will say, you guys also love me because I think outside of the box. I'm not one of these motherfuckers that try and do the same podcast every single week, day after day, okay? So you should appreciate the fact that we take chances.
Yeah, okay? Risks.
Risk.
Yeah.
We're at risk. Thank you, Justin. Finally, you contribute.
I was contributing the whole time, I feel like.
No disrespect. Coming up right after this show, 3:30 live, 3:30 Eastern PM. You just know we got to turn the dial, right, Shannon?
Right.
Do they have to refresh the page?
I don't think so. I think you can stay right on.
Fucking awesome.
Wow. Fucking right after this show, No Disrespect with Justin. What else you got to plug, my friend?
No Disrespect, me, Mike Vecchione, Shannon, right after this. And then I will be in Uncle Vinny's at Point Pleasant, New Jersey on Wednesday, July 11th.
Cocksucker wouldn't return my email.
And then I actually told him to start booking you.
I'm interested in it.
I'll mention it again.
I've been praying for that place to be burnt down.
It's a fun room.
For months.
No.
I feel bad now because all the energy that's gone
into wishing... He wants you in the room. I talked to him.
Uncle Vinny? Specifically Uncle Vinny?
That's not his name, but yeah. It's a
fun
room.
That's why, because
Aunt
Deb likes you a lot.
And you'll destroy in that room. Aunt Deb. But Uncle Vinny's, I'll be headlining Wednesday the 11th, and I'll do some feature work on the 12th and 13th. And then I canceled the Saturday show so I could come the fuck back here for Skankfest, which we are all super excited about. Lewis will finish up on that plug. But also, check out, you get tickets on my website, iamjustinsilver.com, and check out all my social media at iamjustinsilver. My other podcast is Neurotica, which is available on iTunes. That's it.
All right.
Just on Chris. Society Radio. It's tonight at 8.
That's it?
Yeah, it's tonight at 8.
What a great Thursday we got, dude. Yeah. IGP is after that, right? So it's what? It's No Disrespect, IGP, High Society Radio. Doggy, Thursdays are fucking fire on the Gas Digital Network. Don't fuck around, bitch. Zach?
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. You want to come drink with me and my friends, New York City Zombie Crawl, June the 30th. This year we're at Coney Island, starting at 2 o'clock, oh, nice. June the 30th. After party at Peggy O'Neill's with Double D Allen.
That bar's not called Peggy O'Neill's anymore.
Oh, it's not?
It's called the Steeplechase Beer Garden is the name of that bar now.
Well, that's where we are.
You're welcome.
With a porn star-fronted Gigi Allen cover band playing our after party.
What? Nice. So it's 2 p.m.?
Starts at 2 p.m. after party at 7:30.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Doggy, I'm going to bring my kid.
Yeah.
Is it kid-friendly during the day?
During the day it is, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. You know, so I'm going to come out, actually. If you guys want to come hang, I will come out to the zombie crawl. I think he will really get a kick out of that. He was too scared to go on the Walking Dead attraction at Universal Studios. But I think if he's one of the zombies and among the zombies, I think he'll fucking dig it.
Zombie really James?
It. Zombie James. Yeah, guys, this is it. Skankfest. It's coming up, bitch. We're just a few weeks away. What are we, 3.5 weeks away? What? Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind? The biggest comedy party in the world. You can still get tickets for Sunday, guys. Grab your tickets. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of these guys, Jim Norton, Colin Quinn, Kill Tony, or I'm sure Tony Hinchcliffe and Kill Tony's one day, but a lot of the shows are going to be 2 days. So you're going to be able to see a lot of these people perform live on Sunday. So grab your tickets for Sunday at skankfestnyc.com. Also, you can grab tickets for Ellis Mania. I do have my official first MMA fight coming up. It's going to be August 25th, Saturday night, August 25th, Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Myself versus Ryan O'Neal. It's at Ellis Mania 15. The website, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'm sure if you just Google Ellis Mania tickets, you guys can grab them. Come out. Fucking represent Team Rattlesnake. This shit's going to be out of control. Also, I did announce this recently, but it's official, baby. This November, I'm filming my first special, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez. We're going to be at the Cutting Room. I'm going to get a date to you guys ASAP. It's going to be within the next week or two, I will have an official date. The tickets aren't going to be available until like a month out. So don't be asking me about tickets for a while. But I will be filming it in New York City. It will be at this fucking amazing, amazing space. And I want you guys to come out and make sure you guys, if you can, put it in your calendar, come out and represent the Skanks in New York City in November. All right.
Awesome. Very cool.
All right. Yeah, I did go to L.A. L.A.'s fucking dope, dude. Let me just say this about the fight. Let me get this out of the way. Because I don't want to talk... And we talk too much about the fight on these shows. It can't be the same conversation every week. We have different guests, so they ask me questions. So I kind of repeat myself about the fight stuff over and over again. First of all, I will tell you right now, if you're in the New York City area, go to the Grappling Club NYC. I'll tell you right now, Chris, you hooked me up with these guys.
Yeah.
The fucking gym is dope. Alex is an incredible instructor. All the instructors there are great. It's a super clean facility. I'm going to tell you right now, it feels underground, and it feels kind of like you got to like... It's almost like a...
It's a very clean space, though.
Yeah, the space itself is clean, but what I'm saying, it almost feels like a speakeasy type thing.
Yeah.
Like a fight club?
Yes. It feels that way, dude. And it's like, I'm going to say
Contributing.
It's your second time he's ever contributed on the show. Unbelievable. Justin Silver, can we give him sort of horn?
I'm on the network now, so...
That's your contribution horn. No, give me that. I'm going to beat him in the face with it. Give it to me right now.
Nope.
That's my bell.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I was trying to contribute. Go ahead.
Okay, you took away one of your contributions now with that bell.
I thought the motto for this year was no more Jews in 2018.
I'm Italian now. I got made.
That's why
you'll see it at 3:30.
I don't know.
The concept for Gas Digital is gassing the Jews. That was the original idea. So we were going to be a
Jew. How did Ralph feel about
a Jew gassing company?
Okay.
That was the idea. I was like, you get it, Ralph? Gas Digital. We gas the Jews, and then we bring it to the digital space, and people can buy videos of it with Bitcoin.
That's a great idea.
That was the idea. It was snuff films. It was basically...
You're just really cashing in on the alt-right.
Yeah, murdering... Yeah, well, look, I'm pro-Israel, but the reality is I'm also pro-business, and I see an opportunity when I see one.
They understand, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Jews would completely get this, dude.
Of course they get that. They're fucking... We're opportunists.
It's a fucking business. Okay,
Germany was emptying their coffers trying to do this. You're making money.
You put... The GoPro, by the way, is... it's gas-friendly.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Jew gas will not destroy...
A GoPro.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. GoPro, tougher than the Jews.
Feathers, tougher than Jews. What are you talking about?
So yeah, that's my business idea. So thank you very much.
How are your hands looking, dude? You're boxing.
Let me make this point, okay? So look.
He could beat up two Harringtons now.
I'm going to tell you right now, these guys are hooking me the fuck up. You guys got to check it out. It's the grapplingclubnyc.com is the website. Check those guys out. I have been talking a lot about the fights on the show. So what I'm going to do, I'm doing a couple things. Number one, the Gomez tapes. from now up until the fight is going to be the Gomez tapes Road to Ellis Mania, okay? And I will be releasing them on YouTube as well. So anybody who's really super interested in the actual fight can get inside information. I'm going to be talking about just the fight on that leading up to it, okay? I'm going to obviously talk about it here and Skanks from time to time when certain things happen. But I promise you guys, I won't spend... We spent 45 minutes on the last show talking about the fight. And we don't got to do that every fucking show. So with that said... Justin, the hands are looking good.
Good.
I'm very excited to be back in New York City because I have to train. One of the things I got to say, I met Ryan O'Neal in L.A. for the first time.
Did you spit in his face?
No. This was the first meeting face-to-face, okay? And it was very good for a few reasons, okay? Number one...
You got to look him in the chin.
I got to... He has no chin. What are you talking about? I got to actually look him right in the eyes. He's a much bigger guy... than I anticipated.
Was he 6'2", 6'3"?
He's 6'2", but he's also a pretty solid dude. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely... I mean, I think my biceps are probably bigger, but he's in better shape than me, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? And then number two, I got to... We did, like, an exercise on a punching pad, and they had, like, a pad that you hold, and we both hit it, and he measured that he hit harder than me on the pad, the punch that we threw. So... I also think that
was good. It one of those Coney Island style drop down?
No, but it was like, you know, one of, it was just one you hold. Yeah. It, you know, I don't know exactly how scientific it was, but you know, for all intents and purposes, he hit that pad harder than me. There's no doubt about that, okay. Right? But for me, it was really good because it made me take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. Because up until this point, it was very much, yes, I'm training. You know what I'm saying? But it's been sort of training for nothing. It's been sort of like... training almost in a weird way to kind of get my body in shape and my mind in shape, mm-hmm. and kind of like, you know, whatever. This
shit
is this
got
thing.
Real.
I saw him hit this thing and I was like, oh shit, I gotta fuck this guy up. Like, I have to actually train to fuck this guy up because it's not a joke. This guy can actually hit me. This guy can actually hurt me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know, look, dude, I've punched people and I've hurt them. So if he punches harder than me, I know he can hurt me. There's no doubt about that. But I will tell you right now, I will punch him in the fucking face and it will hurt. I think they're underestimating me being able to strike. I think, here's the thing, I'm going to be able to out-grapple him, no doubt about that. I feel so good about where I'm at in jiu-jitsu class. There's guys that I wasn't tapping out in the first week, and by week three, now I'm literally tapping dudes out and gaining position that I wasn't able to do. I feel myself getting stronger and better at it, and I understand the concepts a lot better than I used to. But I think they are vastly underestimating the fact that I'm going to get in there and I'm going to actually sit there. I'm not going to just try to grab him and throw it to the ground. I'm going to punch this guy in the fucking face. And, you know, I think I'm hoping that they're underestimating that because I plan on fucking actually really hurting him with my hands. Mm. So I'm going to say that much. I won't spend a ton of time going into the specifics of the training and all that stuff, but I did get to meet him. He was a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? We fucked around with each other a little bit on air, and we're going to fuck with each other a whole bunch more leading up to the fight. I don't want anybody to, they're coming to Skankfest. I don't want anybody to lay a finger on anybody from the Danish O'Neil camp, their fans. Use weapons, okay? Grab bottles if you can get it.
Locally. I mean, they'll be available at the merch table.
There's gonna be security.
Mace.
You grab some sort of fucking brass knuckles.
Mace.
Maybe some sort of rocks.
Blackjacks.
Let the Danish and O'Neil fan base know that the Real Ass Fucking Podcast fans and the Legion of Skanks fans don't fuck around, and we'll shit in their mother's fucking mouths.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I mean all that. I mean everything I'm saying about that. So, but LA was great. I love it, dude.
I love it too.
I know you're so much calmer out there that you get back here and it's all shitting in people's mother's mouths.
Yeah.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed the first two nights I stayed with Michael Bisping.
That's fucking
and
sick.
And then the second two nights we stayed at an Airbnb, and then the last night I stayed with a friend, Michelle. Really beautiful Airbnb. But Michael Bisping's place, I got to say right now, Shannon, you're going to have to turn that off. I know it's hot, but it's definitely... You can take it out in post? Okay, yeah, it's fucking loud as shit. No, Justin, don't do her fucking job. Let her do what she does. I know. It's all good. She'll take it out in post.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, Michael Bisping's place is fucking out of control. It really is. Stop fucking with the volumes. Jesus
Christ. I'm fucking with my volume.
No, you're not.
Dude.
You're fucking with my volume now.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't your volume not go up and down? Stop. Stop touching.
I can't
things.
Hear with the fucking jet engine behind me,
you
Lewis.
You can hear it, Justin. I promise you can hear
now
it.
Now I can. God, I turned my shit was fucking low.
Him and Ian should do a podcast together, and then we should fucking put a bomb in the studio the first day they record and kill them both.
L.A., Michael Bisping.
They can handle that on their own.
Dude, Bisping's fucking place is beautiful. His family's beautiful. His wife is amazing. His kids are amazing. it really did inspire me. I don't worship fucking other dudes. You know what I'm saying? There was a weird moment. Like, me and Bisping were, we went out to get coffee. And it's very funny in Cali, especially, because I've walked around with him in New York and it's not the same thing. California, he's a celebrity in California. Because MMA is so huge out there. It's such a bit, it's so part of the culture, right? So everywhere we walk, we went down to, you know, do this boat ride, some fucking port or whatever. But like, we're walking around everywhere and there's every 2 minutes there's somebody stopping him for a picture, shaking hands, whatever it is. We're at Starbucks and this dude, it's on Father's Day, this guy, you know, 45-year-old guy with his teenage daughter. Daughter's probably 15 years old.
She hot?
Smoke show. No. no, maybe actually younger probably. Your daughter's probably 11, so... Oof. You know,
so right up your alley.
No, but the father comes up to Bisping and he's like, "Oh my!" He's like in a panic, so excited to meet this guy, just in a panic. Oh, oh my god! Oh,
like, dude, bitching out,
just fucking like, dude, your daughter's right there. And then he goes, "Oh, will you sign my car?" He had an old, like, timey car, like a 1957.
Sign whatever. My car.
And he gave him a marker and he's like,
"Does he
sign
think
my
all
dashboard.
British people are time travelers? What the fuck is wrong with that guy?"
Sign my car.
It was the weirdest.
Like a
bizarre.
Puerto Rican with whiteout on the side?
He did it with a marker, and he told him to sign his classic car. So he has like a former UFC champion signature on his car, and you're just like...
He reduced the value of the car.
A less valuable car.
I'm a fan of Mike, but like, it's just like, what the fuck?
I mean, now... I mean, his daughter is...
Well, it was good for Bisping because one of the headlights didn't work.
Oh, come on, Zachy. What's wrong with you? Fuck, his daughter fucking is watching him be... A beta. Yeah,
beta.
Dude. You don't, like, no matter what, even if you feel that way, when your kid's there, you should put that aside. Right? I'm not even saying don't shake their hand and don't, like, if you appreciate what they do, you can do that. And you can do that in a way where you're not coming off like you're a fucking, you know, a girl freaking out because the Beatles are coming into, you know. I don't know. There's something about that where I was like, God damn, dude, I never want to be that. So I don't, as I'm talking about how great Bisping's house is and his family is, I want to make it very clear. You know, there's no part of me that's going, oh, wow, you know, I'll never have that. How great is that, what he has? It inspires me. You know what I'm saying? And it should. It should inspire anybody. Anybody who sees some shit like that.
You're appreciating, not worshiping. You're not like fucking fan worshiping.
I'll tell you, I have like a story. Like, I'm so anti that as well. Like, I went to see, I'm a big fan of Colin Quinn. Always have. Like, I went to see one of his one man shows.
Yeah.
And he was like outside afterward. And my girl was like, "You should go say hi to him, blah, blah." And I was like, "Nah, I'm not doing that shit." And here's the thing, he was talking to Jay. So I easily could have went up and said hello. And I was just like, "Nah, let's get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, I mean, look, I've gone up to people and I've said what's up. And I said I appreciate it. Dude, I have the story with Chuck Liddell where he fucking made me look like a chump at Mel's Diner. And he just ignored me. You know, and I think if you're in entertainment, you almost, that's part of the course. You know what I'm saying? Or par for the course. Part of the game, par for the course. Part of the course. Write it down, Shannon. God damn it.
Intensive purposes, Lewis.
For all intents and purposes, it's part of the course.
Go fuck yourself.
Luis J. Gomez is podcasting masterclass.
There will be a quiz. This is part of the course.
Who don't I worship?
The point is, if you're a fan of this show, don't ever fucking carry yourself that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, in front of your kid... Your kid should look at you like you're a fucking rock star. Mm. They should look at you like you're a fucking superhero at all times. No matter what's going on, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how bad it is, you put on this fucking front for your kid. Even if you're lying, even if shit's terrible, I think it's your job to show your kid that you're the fucking man. And that there's no... Your kid should be able to think you should be able to beat the shit out of Michael Bisping or anybody that walks up to you. Or if you just beat the shit out of him or handle that person in any way. You know what I'm saying? You should be a fucking superhero in that person's mind. My son thinks I could fucking destroy the Hulk. I mean, I tell him that specifically. Like, James, you know what I could do to the fucking Hulk?
But Lucius is just breaking action figures around the house every time the kid does something wrong.
What I would fucking do to the Hulk? James, the Hulk is a faggot. Look at me in the face when I say this to you. Stop crying. The Hulk is a faggot. He takes cocks in his
Mommy
fucking ass.
Says not to say that word.
No, say it.
Why do you think he's always angry? All the cocks in his ass.
Yeah.
We had I told you this. I got.
Do you think his asshole gets tighter when he goes from Bruce Banner to Hulk?
Or bigger? What do you think? Tighter or bigger?
I'd say tighter.
It's got to get tight. All your defenses are going up, right?
Why tighter?
Well, all right, let's say you're fucking him as Bruce Banner, okay?
Yeah, and then he gets mad.
You didn't use
you're really
lube.
Not getting in there.
You didn't spit. You just put it right in. Yeah. So you don't think. Here's what I think would happen.
So wouldn't you think the Hulk would need to clench down harder on that dick, though?
I don't think it would clench down harder. Here's what I think would happen. I think the muscles would turn out You know what I'm saying? So his
ass. Full Rosebud right away.
He goes like,
yes.
And then he clinches.
He gets like a baboon.
And slams you back and forth like a baboon. Like,
oh, yes. Like that little, like the.
Like a baboon.
But like a dog shaking its ass after taking a bath.
You ever see a baboon's ass? You ever see the muscles on his that? It's like it's pushing the asshole out. It's too muscular.
That's what I feel like would happen with the Hulk when he turns into the
That's what happens to those chicks, like the bodybuilding chicks. What happens? Their musculature gets so big and their pussy starts to protrude out.
Oh, really?
You never saw?
No, I think that's. Sure. I think
that's from the testosterone. You think?
I think the testosterone, their clits and their vulvas get engorged and big.
Ooh.
Look that up. I just made that up, but I guarantee
they get baboon pussy.
I bet you.
I'm looking it up.
Not you, you fucking jerk. Put your phone.
No.
Why do you have your phone out? Stop looking on your phone. You should never have to look at your phone during a podcast.
I'm looking at information if I want to look at information.
No, you have producer.
I forgot Shannon was here because we stopped talking to her.
You're right. That's actually a good point, Shannon. See?
Contributing.
No, it's also Shannon's fault because now you're looking at your phone. It's also Shannon's fault.
I forgot she was here doing that.
She has to be the fucking star of every show. It's called Shannon Digital.
Can we look at a baboon's ass and a baboon's
pussy? Can you stop saying baboon? He said it 40 fucking times. Baboon is the new fucking...
Listen, for all intents and purposes.
Proper. And stop saying that. Every time you come on the show, he makes the point how he used to say he thought it was for all intents and purposes.
No, you said it in the beginning.
I've never said that once. Never said it once. You've made this... Hold on. He's made this point on this show 40 times.
You guys have hung out 40 times.
At this point, it's basically par for the course.
It's part of the course.
Part of the course. Stop bringing up fucking intents and purposes. Stop it. I've never said it wrong.
Have I brought it up?
Hold on. Do me a favor, Shannon. Now it's your
Supposedly,
job.
Supposedly in the beginning
go,
of Legion of
go through
the archives?
Archived episode that Justin's been on, because it's almost every episode that he brings it up. Shannon, do you remember him bringing this up before?
I think so, yeah.
You would.
Zach, do you?
Yes.
God damn it.
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to
do. Stop bringing up the fucking intents and purposes point. It's annoying.
I'm just waiting for you to say
annoying.
It wrong.
It's annoying.
I brought it up twice.
Nope.
Twice.
Nope.
Twice.
Fans of the show, do me a favor. Go back and listen to Justin episodes. Give me time stamps.
Yeah, all you little beta fans are write your name on my car. Write intents and purposes on my car. Go ahead.
Yuck.
See? I try to give you fans, and this is what you do.
I appreciate the fans.
You talk yourself into a corner.
I did not. I take risks. Sometimes they go well, sometimes they don't.
Most
That's an important
thing.
Most
of the time they
thing. Don't. But That's not true.
Just relax.
I'm very relaxed.
Just breathe, relax.
Calm. I'm
I
calm.
Should give a fucking podcasting course. Justin could be my student, because you'd be a great podcaster if you were fucking you at all times.
I'm always me.
Nope.
Bullshit. I don't play a character. I'm always myself.
No, when you try to start fucking ugly chicks.
You're literally playing an Italian right after this. You're Jewish. Your name is Justin. So
no, that's
I
in
can
life.
See your
that's
face.
In life.
All right, look, just fucking
You're wearing
relax.
A mezuzah.
What are you going to say, Shannon? No. Shannon has to say something.
So testosterone, its effects on the vagina is it becomes drier and the size of the clitoris typically increases by 1 to 3 centimeters.
It's disgusting.
Whoa, that's a lot. So drier pussy, bigger clit.
That sounds like a party.
Sounds like my mom.
All right.
Drier pussy, bigger clit. Bum, ba, bum, bum. But drier pussy, bigger clit. Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yes.
Would you ever do any type of bodybuilding or anything like that?
I don't think so. No.
Get back in shape?
Not bodybuilding, no. Mm. I don't want to get bigger.
Yeah. Oof.
She's doing boxing and grappling.
How's the UFC gym going, Shannon?
It's going really well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think you could take Lewis?
No.
Is that the next sparring partner?
No.
No. No.
I think that's what the fans really want to see.
I would grapple with Shannon.
I haven't.
Shannon, would you grapple with me?
I haven't. You have to give me a little time. I haven't done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in 3 years.
You know the Russians, they teach me this titty bite move.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's there.
It's pretty incredible.
Are they Russians that you're
they're
training
all
with?
Russians, yeah. Right? Is that what are they Jews, too?
Yeah, they're all Russian Jews.
Russian Jews. They're terrifying, dude.
Ah, you shit on my people.
Yeah, that's fine. Those are my business partners. They don't care.
They're Russian Jews, really?
Yeah. Swear to God.
As good as the Brazilians?
Better. I think Russians are the most terrifying people in the world.
I mean, you train with Greg over there? I know we don't want to go too deep into this. But he's just this little good-looking dude.
Oh,
you're
yes.
Just like, he's
yes.
such a nice guy. And he will choke you out so fast.
Yes, yes. Greg is 140 pounds of sex appeal.
Yeah.
And when he's on top
Very
of
handsome
you,
guy.
It feels like there's a house laying on top of you. And if he doesn't want to get
I'm talking about me. He used to train me.
Do you ever get turned on when he's on top of you?
No.
A little bit, yeah.
I've seen him in the locker room a little after, you know?
For being real about it, yeah, of course. Come on, dude.
Let's be honest.
Louis, you nice. Look, you're tan skin. I like to put you in armbar.
Nice thigh hair, Greg. So yeah, that's L.A. was fucking incredible. I Bisping was, you know, his house was really great. My son and his son got along famously. I ended up bringing my kid to Universal Studios. Have any of you guys ever done Universal?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have?
In Florida, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do Cali?
I did the Florida one.
Dude, it's fucking great. It's really fun. I thought my kid was going to be a pussy about it.
Well, there's not like crazy roller coasters at Universal, right? It's a lot of those like interactive things.
They have the other part. They have the other part, though. They have the, what's the part of Universal where they have the Islands of Adventure?
Oh, that's that like in,
that's
in,
that's like the crazy roller coaster part. Okay. So they're like themed like the Batman and.
But
the,
he's too young for even to even go on those things.
Well,
right?
He's five and he just made the height requirement. Like literally, he had to like stand up tall to make the height requirement for half the rides. But he could, I mean, most of the rides he can go on by himself. That's how tall my son is. Okay, so, but we went on with him, and the first ride we went on was, not fucking Shrek. It was you know, it was whatever that stupid fucking ride was. It was terrible.
Small World After
the
All?
The first ride, the Kung Fu Panda ride. That's it, Shannon. It was horrible. I was like, are you kidding me? This thing is going to be fucking awful. James is like, oh, this is kind of fun. We're bouncing around in a chair. And then we went on the Jurassic Park ride. And, dog, I mean, there's a drop at the end of this ride. You go through a thing, and it, you know, it's an older ride. This is actually the last year that it's there. So it's animatronic.
It's the one from like the old movie. It's
yeah,
not like Jurassic
yeah. These,
World
look, these animatronic dinosaurs come out and they fucking,
dope.
You know, they start to attack, you know, the boat, and you know, you're going through this thing, and this thing right here at the end. Go back to that slide. Is a huge waterfall drop, and it's a legitimate roller coaster drop. It's a you know, I don't know how many feet, but it's a legitimate fucking
not like a bullshit flume. One.
It's a straight down fucking drop. Okay, and when we hit this thing, dude, I thought I was going to come up, and I thought my son was going to be like just frozen white dead because I'm so terrified of heights. Dude, he had the look of fucking joy. It was, he couldn't have been happier, dude. He was like, ah, dude, he loved it. He was like, again. We went on again. We went on the Transformers ride, incredible Harry Potter ride. First of all, dude, I didn't even realize this. Harry Potter Land included in the price of admission for Universal Studios.
Yeah, it's boom. A Universal movie, isn't it?
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter included in the fucking price. I thought I had to pay a separate thing. I'm getting misty-eyed thinking about
it. And you get it as just part of the course.
Part of the course.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm part of the course.
Did they have any of those virtual reality rides where you're in the car and everything like
that's
screens
everything,
the shit?
That's basically everything.
That's shit.
The Transformer ride, you put on these 3D glasses. And you feel like you're in a transforming machine and you're flying through the fucking city and shit's being destroyed. They're trying to kill you and it's 3D. It's coming right at you and you really feel like you're moving. It is fucking
incredible.
It's like
the old Top Gun ride at Six Flags, but they actually made it good now.
Yes, okay. Exactly. People have been in these types of things before. If you go to the mall, they have like the, you know, the 3D dinosaur adventure ride. There's a lot of them. This is like that on fucking steroids. The Transformer 3D ride was really
fucking
cool.
It really
looks
like that.
Dog, it looks like you're in the movie. It's like a Michael Bay movie. It's fucking incredible.
Is it as confusing?
And vaguely racist?
Yeah. I mean, not vaguely. That movie, it's just blackface. Come on.
They're like, kill the blacks.
I say, we needs to mine the Energon, sir.
Is that the Bumblebee character?
No, they all get Energon, right? I don't know. I haven't seen those movies.
There's two that are just straight up like,
yeah,
they're black just dudes.
Energon is a drug that's sweeping the ghettos in the Transformers.
There's two Transformers in those movies that are they're basically the crows from the Dumbo movie.
What's the one movie with Ray Romano? It's a cartoon where they're mammoths, woolly mammoths.
Ice Age?
Yeah, Ice Age, dude. And the daughter is just basically a wigger, and then she starts getting into all the black kids. Pull up like the...
Wait, is she white,
I think,
or is she a mammoth?
I think
it's
Drake.
She's not a wigger.
I think it's Drake and another rapper in Ice Age. Look up the rappers in Ice Age and pull up that scene if you can. Because I'm telling you right now, Ray Romano is the dad, and he's got this...
She's a mammoth. Wouldn't she be a migger, though?
Yes. And then she starts hanging out with the black kids. I'm telling you right now,
I don't
crazy.
Remember this in Ice Age.
Were the black kids also mammoths?
Shannon, just pull up, say, right.
Then she's just getting turned out.
It might be like the third one. That's why. Oh. If you just look up rapper in Ice Age, it's going to fucking give you rappers in Ice Age. Simple as that. Who is it? Drake? I hate her.
I can't, because I don't know who the rappers are.
I know, because you're not, it's not a segment about you.
No, I don't know who they are.
If it was a segment
one,
about
Ice,
you.
Ice-T, Ice Cube.
No.
I don't know who this
forget
is.
It. Just
Ice Age.
I hate her so much. she read Ice Rappers?
Look at this. Look, we just
is that rappers
up.
Wearing ice
Can
now?
You go back to that?
She's just black guys wearing diamond chains.
Well, to be fair, there's probably like 700 mixtapes named Ice Age.
I put rapper in Ice Age.
Use your fucking head.
Vanilla Ice performs Ice Ice Baby for new Ice.
I can't
Ice
stand
movie.
Her. I can't.
Oh, Nicki Minaj and Drake?
Yes, you fucking twit. You're off the show, Shannon. I need a new producer search.
Who's Nicki Minaj and Ice Age?
Nicki Minaj and Drake. Pull up a scene from Nicki Minaj and Drake at Ice Age.
Ugh.
Fucking drive me out of my goddamn mind. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, of course. YouTube's probably the website.
I figured maybe they would show it in this article.
You figured the fucking article, would they show it? Not on YouTube, the number one video searching website in the world.
She's goddamn steroids.
Producer search, real ass producer search, 2018.
They should have to spar with Shannon as like a final boss, though.
What am I doing? Okay, just be cool. Just be cool.
This is the daughter. Goofy ass daughter. She's white, goofy.
Yo, that's intense.
Ow, ow, ow. Gross. It's that weirdo who chills with possums.
Oh, what just happened?
Oh, no, Ethan, I'm so sorry. Wow. Ethan better looking up close. Phenomenal. I mean...
You have a twin sister?
Am I interrupting something?
Why is this black guy touching you?
No, you go left.
Move back a bit.
Oh, good.
You, keep away from my daughter.
Seriously, that's embarrassing.
Keep your big nose... Yeah. Okay. Well, that was it. I told you. I told you it was there.
And then she becomes black like Jessica Alba in Honey at the end?
Is that what happened in Honey?
I didn't see Honey. Yeah.
I didn't see Honey, but I did always love Jessica Alba. Mm.
Did you?
Yeah, she was my first true love.
Too skinny.
Too skinny.
The white mammoth
too
wearing sweatpants skinny. To ninth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I loved the fucking theme park. My son loved the theme park. We will be going back. I'm going to probably bring him back this summer, maybe. Because they're going to get rid of the Jurassic Park ride. Are we going to not bring him back this summer?
You got Skankfest and a fight.
Shut up, dude.
California's nice in the winter. Why don't you just go when it's shitty here?
Well, because they're going to close the ride.
Okay.
And then also, I have to go back out and train in California more. Mm. There has to be more training involved, guys. There's a whole thing here. I really got to put all this together. It's not just about training jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai. It's about putting it all together. Mm. So... All right, gents, got to talk about one of our best new sponsors. Oh, my God, love these guys. Just traveled, got to use this. It's called Dime Bags. Dime Bags are the greatest backpack for pot smokers, okay? Firstly, if you need a backpack, they've got a ton of quality, stylish backpacks that I recommend. But if you're a person that occasionally smokes herbal products, here's why I recommend the Dime Bags. The bags have a secret stash pocket. They come with a smell-proof pouch, so it keeps the smell of your herb inside of it. Their Omerta line is 100% smell-proof. The bags use a carbon filter technology. No one here is recommending that you cross the borders or do anything illegal, but if you were to do something like that, you would want the Omerta line from Dime Bags. That's the tech that this company is offering. The bags are made out of hemp plus recycled polyester, making the backpacks both extremely durable and eco-friendly. Their bags have detachable patches so you can keep it discreet or customize it with 70 other patches. They have padded bags so you can take your bong on a hike too. So check out dimebags.com. I literally just brought this backpack. Now look, I didn't bring drugs with me because I brought my son on a vacation to Los Angeles.
He packed his son in the
bag. Yeah, he definitely saved us.
Nobody can smell this Puerto Rican. Everyone's like, what's going on? That backpack is moving around a lot, but it does not smell like a Puerto Rican, yeah. So we're going to assume there's nothing in there.
He's a service baby.
No, I literally use it. To bring all of my, I packed away all of my equipment, my recording equipment, plus a bunch of my clothes in it.
And the illegal drugs were in the recording.
It was a really, really amazing, actual stylish, cool bag. I'm going to actually post a picture of the bag on my Instagram. Go to Gomez
Comedy.
Actually,
they sent us one too.
Yeah, really amazing.
I want one.
The bag itself is really stylish. So even if you're not using it for the purposes of you know, transporting drugs across the borders. I'm going to tell you right now, the bags themselves are really cool.
I mean, which you shouldn't
really cool.
do. Nobody's recommending you do that.
Yeah, no. No.
I mean,
Zach kind
you're
of
not,
is,
you're really not a real-ass dude, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, look, you're not going to get real-ass dude of the week.
No, you wear the backpack, you put the drugs in your butt in a condom, then you cross the border.
Yes, exactly.
But you put your headphones in the backpack.
But the backpack's so good-looking that it's distracting. They're like, dude, look at that backpack.
Yeah, that guy doesn't have drugs up his ass.
Nobody that stylish would be smuggling drugs
it's
up their
true.
Ass.
This is true. So here's the deal. Okay, go to dimebags.com or click the link in the episode description and use the promo code RAP. You get 15% off your first order. Promo code, once again, is RAP. Dimebags.com. Check out their entire line of bags. Really, really incredible stuff. Really, really nice, beautiful quality. Once again, that is dimebags.com. Use the promo code RAP, and let's get back into it. All right, Shannon. We got to talk about this. This is probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. Listening to Justin try to squeeze the word esoteric into a conversation five times before the podcast started. It was incredibly nauseating, cringy, and...
I like that he wrote it down.
It's infuriating. I mean, it makes me so angry. I don't know what the word esoteric means. Most people don't. If you do know
what... I feel like Zach knew what it meant.
If you know what esoteric...
I feel like you didn't.
You know what it meant.
If you know what esoteric means, you're a fucking... geek. I mean, let's get real. Do you know what it means, Chris?
I'll tell you. I know I've looked it up, and I couldn't tell you right now.
Say, there you go. Shannon, do you know what esoteric means? You're looking at it, but
no,
before.
Yes, I did know what it means.
You
I
did know
it
what
up,
it meant.
I like get the idea
but I'm saying before
context
you looked it up.
No.
Today.
Yes, before I've looked it up. Yeah, I've looked it up in the past because I read it.
Oh, because somebody else said it, and you were like, oh, I hate this person. They just said that word.
Someone else said it on a podcast?
It
four times.
No. I read it.
Go ahead. What does it mean?
Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest.
Which is kind of like in that movie, that part.
So that's what he was describing the movie...
Hereditary.
Said and you were like, you know, it was good, but it just got so esoteric.
It did.
I'm not like...
How so?
When it gets all vague in the end, and you have, and it's not very clear what the hell these plot points are, and you have to sort of figure out...
No, that movie
is 100% clear.
Yeah.
I didn't find it that way. Well. I found it weird like that. Jay found it weird. I'm like, I couldn't start follow it. It felt like you had to have specific knowledge of what the hell was going on that they didn't really like. They didn't like paint it out enough for me. Maybe I'm stupid, except when it comes to the word esoteric, when it comes to...
She reads the book, you kind of figure out what's going on. Like, I don't know.
It got a little just vague for me.
Why would anyone use a word that some people in the room wouldn't understand?
I was talking to Zach, and he knew the word.
No, other people were listening to the conversation.
No, I was talking specifically to Zach.
There's also a 50-50 shot that the person that you're talking to doesn't know what the
Zach's
word is.
Zach's a smart motherfucker.
I hate that. I hate people who throw out big words.
You hate intelligent people?
It's not intelligence. Intelligence, no. Intelligence would let you know that you shouldn't do that.
Wait.
Intelligence would let you know to use words that are more universally accepted.
You please do not be schooling me on social skills, mister. The TSA has to come over and talk to you four times in two flights when we're at an airport together.
I make them talk to me because I want to talk to them.
Did you know what the word esoteric meant?
Yes.
Okay, I assumed Zach knew what I meant.
I think what you were trying to say is that some of the plot points of the movie were described symbolically more than...
Yes.
Given exposition to describe them.
Exactly. That's a very
good
way to say
it. But that's why you watch a movie and pay attention. You
know? I was paying attention. I found it kind of difficult to follow.
This is not about the movie. This is about your language.
Did you just hear his language?
What did he say?
Exposition.
Beautiful.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah,
that's a basic movie term.
And it's very like in context of what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Are you all against me right now when it comes to this fucking shit?
Yes.
I'm pointing out how fucking intelligent you are, Zach.
Zach loves it. Look.
It doesn't mean I have to like you for other shit. I can agree that I'm smart and you're a douchebag.
I'm not really a douchebag.
I'm giving you some points
here. Just play one on a podcast.
I don't need
it's right after this one.
I'm giving you points here.
Go ahead. Educate me.
Don't
socially.
Use words like esoteric.
I'm going to use it.
Stop bringing up.
If you mention me.
For all intents and purposes.
We're so past that already.
No.
We're past that.
No.
You brought it up again. I was never going to bring it up again.
Good.
For all intents and purposes, I was never going to bring it up again.
Yeah, so you gotta just not, you don't want to use words. This is life, here's what happens. People that listen to this show, what they're doing is they're not only listening to stories and perspective and you know, the furthering of the white man. What they're doing is they're learning, okay? And every single day we sort of learn how to be a better person and a better human being. And through this show, we try to, you know, give them those things. So this is a lesson not for you, Justin, but for everybody. Don't use words like esoteric.
You don't think that increasing your vocabulary makes you a better person?
No, it doesn't. I think it makes you a fucking hand job. I think making your
see everybody knew that word.
Yeah, making your vocabulary that. So I had a friend Toby who would do this. You know, he would just instead of fucking, you know, he would just always choose the more fancy fucking word. And dude, we're not in a fucking English
Lewis
class.
Lewis is right. There's a myriad of reasons not to do that.
But even that's not even that bad. Like that's, you know. Everyone knows what I'm saying right now.
Well, look,
everyone
knows
the person that I'm talking about that so, just wants to show everyone that they fucking read.
I don't 100% agree with you, but I will say this.
Please,
I feel like you got backed into a corner, Justin, when me and Zach were both like, that movie was fucking great. And I think we both followed it pretty well.
I did not.
And then you just threw out, I think you threw out
No, that was before.
To seem like you had a genuine reason not to like the movie.
He doubled down.
No, that was before. That was before you even said that you liked it. I said, oh, I hated that movie. I was like, I didn't like that. It got all esoteric toward the end. And then we started talking about, you started talking about your criticism. I said that first. I let in with that.
But I'll say, like, I'm not like a horror buff. I like the cheesy ones. But like, I don't think that was a specific.
You could have just said.
I found it got so vague
and
weird.
Abstract or weird.
Convoluted. Abstract. Here's what it was. I wasn't trying to prove anything with the choice of word that I was using, as you're suggesting that I was. So I could have used any word. It would have suited. I don't have a stake in this game about what fucking word I used. There we go. I'm not battling back on this one. I don't give a fuck.
We should have a Wheel of Fortune episode of this show and see who can guess esoteric the fastest.
I did find that movie so hard to follow toward the end, though.
Really?
Yeah, I
thought
did.
It was.
Yeah. I did. Jay did. I found
another rule in life: don't talk about documentaries.
This wasn't a documentary. So
I know. Now in podcasts, in life, there's something so dull.
What about Cocaine Cowboys?
There's something so dull about people who talk about documentaries. I don't know what it is. It's almost like it's people talk about books are fucking jerk-offs, okay? People talk about books are fucking assholes.
I've done entire episodes of this show where you were talking about Steve Jobs' fucking biography.
Documentary?
Yeah, documentary. You was getting that book
learning. Bookapalooza 99?
Yeah. He was getting that book learning.
Yeah, but that's Jobs. It's different. I'm talking about Jobs. There happens to be a book about Jobs. Coincidence, okay? It's not about a book. It's about
Jobs. It
was
just a chapter in my life.
So no more talking about documentaries on the podcast. No more using words like esoteric. No more correcting for all intents and purposes. These are rules for everybody, not just for Justin.
Yeah, I don't want to be singled out with these rules.
I'm sorry. These are for everybody.
Thank you.
No more elephant tattoos.
I don't want to be... We both have elephant tattoos, huh?
No, he's just an elephant.
That's Chris. Thank you.
His physical appearance. Can I grab a coffee, Shannon? Thank you.
I'll wait till you come back in again to ask you for my coffee.
I have a cup, actually. All right, we have to talk about Chris Hardwick.
Speaking of singled out, boom, transition.
Boom.
Boom.
She's not here to do a Zach attack.
Wasn't really a Zach attack.
Nope, it was just a transition.
It was a Zach is a good host.
Am I allowed to use the word segue? Is that not?
Only in terms of the transportation mode.
Okay.
So, how would you like to go to the store?
Not with a gay-ass Segway, that's for sure.
Segways are kind of cool, dude.
I rode one once. It was actually pretty cool.
They're actually pretty awesome.
The kind with the handles or the kind where you're just on the board?
I hope you take the same trip the guy who invented it did.
Did he die on a Segway?
He fell off a cliff on a Segway.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's true.
Shut the
fuck up.
No.
Aw.
See, now, is that esoteric irony, Justin?
No. That would be ironic, though.
I don't think it's ironic. I think it's unfortunate.
Unfortunate, right. Ironic is different.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
It is hysterical. No. He fell off a cliff?
Should have gotten a Darwin Award.
Where is he riding the thing that there's a cliff? It's not like an off-road thing.
I think it was one of the ones with the big wheels.
Oh. I didn't know they made those.
Neither do I.
Tough with his Segway. No, they do have.
Do they have like monster truck wheels?
Not like monster, but they do have like off-road wheels instead of those like.
I bet there's a place we can go racing those fucking things on a track.
Absolutely. I'm sure.
Oh, that
I would
be
do that.
Fucking fun.
Faggotville, USA.
That would be fun.
All right, gentlemen, we got to talk about Infinite CBD, which I've been using CBD. Now that I'm training so much, I've been using CBD after the fact to recover. I get very anxious after I fight. I kind of feel like I need to calm down. So I've been using the gummies. I literally take them right after I work out, nice. A sort of a post-workout thing. I take my protein. I take a little bit of gummies. I kind of calm down, get myself a little bit zen, a little bit more, you know, inside of my own head versus kind of fucking, you know, it's super intense, the training that I'm doing. If you don't know what CBD is, basically it gives you all of the benefits of marijuana without getting high, okay? Infinite CBD offers the cleanest, healthiest, and purest form of CBD available. Research shows that CBD helps people who have anxiety, inflammation, insomnia, and many, many other things. You can use creams on your joints. You could smoke it as well. Somebody told me about this recently. Instead of smoking those like vape juices to stop smoking, which you don't know what's in those things, yeah. It's like weird, all those flavored juices, smoke CBD, which is natural.
Yeah.
It actually helps you. It'll calm your
anxiety from jonesing for a cigarette, probably.
Exactly, dude. A fucking friend in LA told me this, and I was like, that's brilliant. I never even thought of that angle on it, which I smoked 2 packs a day for years, and I wish I would have thought about that, because you could have been getting all of the medical benefits of CBD while kicking a really terrible habit. Once again, they offer a variety of products. You can enjoy it the way that you want. I just started using the CBD AM pills, which are awesome as well.
What? I want some of those.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, the CBD AM pills, you take them in the morning. I really feel better now that I started taking CBD, and I don't know if it's placebo or not.
But no, those ain't, they're great.
Even if
CBD,
it is, in my head, I'm going like, well, what does it fucking matter if I feel better, right?
Well, I'll tell you this, you smoke a lot of weed, right?
I do smoke a lot of weed, yeah.
But you know that CBD, like high CBD strain weeds will make you less paranoid. Like, it counteracts the negative effects of THC also. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, is CBD doesn't show up on drug tests. They don't. It's not illegal. If you guys, you know, if you want the medical benefits of marijuana, but you don't want to get high all the time, if you got a grandparent or a parent who maybe has some of these issues, give them CBD. See if they dig it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal for animals. They prescribe it for animals.
Really?
I gave it to my dogs, absolutely, for joint pain, for when they have anxiety. CBD is so great for dogs.
Before you give anything from Infinite CBD to your animals, check with your vet. Just don't start giving fucking Infinite CBD isolate droppers to your fucking cat.
What I'm saying is, like, I get CBD in general. When I smoke, you keep the CBD card around, too. And then if you get like a little weird, you just hit the CBD cartridge.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of anti-anxiety situation.
I love it, dude. And here's the deal. It's infinitecbd.com. That's infinitecbd.com. Or you can click the link in the episode description. Use the promo code RAP15, RAP15. You're going to get 15% off of any purchase. RAP15 at infinitecbd.com. Try CBD. See if you dig it. Try it out for 15% off. Why not, right? All right, let's get back into it. Okay, we got to talk about Chris Hardwick, Shannon. Pull up everything we have about Chris Hardwick. We don't got to guess the news. I know everything. I read about this. Do you guys know what's going on with Chris Hardwick?
Not at all.
I read a bit about it.
You know nothing about this?
Nothing. Please tell me.
Zach, you obviously do. You're connected to the comedy world still. Okay, so Chris Hardwick dated a chick named Chloe Dykstra. Dykstra?
Dykstra?
Dykstra.
Dykstra or Dykstra? Sorry. Boom, boom, ba-dum, boom. It's a little TMZ shit.
Yeah,
let's see what they're saying. What is this?
About the text messages.
Oh, this is after. This is the
all right,
after.
Just save it for a minute. Okay. So, all right. So this bitch comes out and she writes, it's like an open letter, of sorts, and she doesn't
without
actually name
naming
him.
But
I mean, yeah, it was
who
so
the fuck else?
Yeah,
yeah. She doesn't name him, and she basically, you know, describes what I can only describe as a fucking kind of a dicky dude. That's the best way to describe it. She described what seems to be a dicky
boyfriend. Shitty, manipulative, like over the top thing.
It didn't even seem that over the top. The manipulation and all that. She and correct me if I'm wrong, because I read this a few days ago, but a lot of the stuff she was describing was, you know, he would, you know, basically tell her to not go out, get rid of all of her male friends.
This is not ordinary.
Thanks, Shannon. You know, he was doing things like, you know, going out and meeting people in the industry and kind of leaving her at home. I mean, am I wrong? What was the other over the top stuff? The sexual assault thing aside, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. Supposedly, he said that her nights were his because he worked during the day. He didn't want her to have male friends. He wanted her to take down any pictures of her and male friends. This is all in her life. Who knows if it happened, but this is all what she claimed.
Yeah. I mean, this is all shit that it's like, yeah, it just sounds like a fucking dicky, controlling boyfriend. And
part of it, like the stuff that was supposed to be incriminating, just made him sound hilarious.
Yeah.
Like she complained that the first time she said, I love you,
really
he said, I love you too, faggot.
Yeah, which, that was pretty funny.
That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a 10 out of 10. I don't know.
Where did she come out and say this? Was it like a blog?
Did she have like a miscarriage or something? And he was like, and he said to the doctor, when can I have sex with her again?
So she had, I believe the term, and if I fuck it up, I'm sorry, it was myopic pregnancy, which is when.
I don't think that's the right one.
Is she allowed to say myopic?
It's when
an anorexic person gets pregnant and they can't carry the baby to term.
It also happens with IUDs sometimes, where it happens in like the fallopian tubes and shit.
Yes.
Okay, so she lost the baby.
I believe she had to surgically have the baby taken out.
Yeah.
And then she claims that the first thing he asked the doctor in front of her mother was, when can we have sex again?
Yeah. So Chris Hardwick, by the way, this good-looking, in-shape
nerd
who pretends to be
a nerd.
Yeah, he's not a nerd, right? Obviously. This TV star, handsome fucking guy who's basically a fucking hunk.
This millionaire who's been on TV for 30 years.
The guy who married a billionaire.
Who co-hosted a show with Carmen Electra and Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, I know.
On MTV in the 90s.
He's that dude.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking beta pussy nerd. Okay, he's kind of a dick. He's Hollywood.
He doesn't like parties. That's it.
You know, in
this. Does it make you a nerd?
She describes it, and the way she describes it, there was these signs in the beginning that he was going to be this fucking dick. And she still goes through this. She still wants to date a fucking celebrity. She still wants to date a guy who has money. She still wants to date this guy and take advantage of all of the things that come with dating that guy. And he's kind of being a fucking douchey Hollywood dick. Let's just take her for her word and say that this is all true. So what? Leave him. Don't fucking be with him, you know? Now, the sexual assault, okay? And the way I read this was she said sometimes she wouldn't want to have sex. So she would just basically lie there. And he would just have sex with her. And he called it starfishing?
I believe so.
Something like that?
Starfishing? Like she's just laying there like a...
Yeah, she's just laid out. Now...
Seems like it would be like an anal reference though, right?
Doggy.
I get that point. Yeah. That's what I first thought. I see what he means.
I can't come unless a girl does that. Unless she says, I don't want to fuck, just take it, and then lies there with tears in her eyes. I'm not even getting blood rushing down there.
I'm just going to let that one hang in the room for a second.
I'm 100% serious about this.
I believe you.
No.
Like his limp dick when his girl's moving around.
It's like, oh, stop moving. Stop asking for it.
Oh, it's getting soft.
I'm going to lose it.
Why doesn't this chloroform last longer? Jesus. I got it off Amazon.
No, I mean, look, here's the truth. It's shitty, you know, but I don't call that sexual assault. I call that, you know... He should have the fucking... I've had plenty of times where my chick or a chick that I was with wasn't in the mood to have sex. And she's like, fine, if you want to just do it. And you're like, no, I'm not going to fucking just fuck you if you don't
want
to have sex. That's weird,
right? You want them to fucking
you
want
you. You feel like a creep doing it. We've all... Have you ever been in that situation where you've tried to fuck and she's like, nah, I'm in the mood. If you want to do it, just do it. And you're like,
no,
I'm not going to... But if I said yes, that's not me raping her. That's me... It's weird. It sucks. It's a shitty thing. It's not romantic. You don't want to have your sex life be that. But to go and call that sexual assault or to call that rape, it's fucked up. I don't know. And I guess he was already fired from AMC. What was he fired from? I know he was not fired from NBC.
The Nerdist.
Yeah,
because another
Nerdist fucking threw one. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this.
Okay, what so you say? I believe AMC has shelved anything he had coming out.
Because of these allegations.
Yes.
Yeah.
However... I believe, and I could be wrong, I think his name was taken off of Nerdist a while ago, and I've heard that it's because this was coming down the... They knew this was coming.
Yeah, they always know this is coming.
Dude, let me tell you something. This whole thing where it's like, we're taking your career away before any due process is so fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Then go to the police, file a court case, go through the actual process.
Nothing that's described in this
is a crime.
Is
it's just being creepy.
Yeah.
Like, because if he's just like, no, let me, and she's just like, fine, but I'm not going to move.
But that's not your interpersonal relationship with someone. Go see a relationship counselor then, or go get therapy. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, man?
Well, Nerdist came out. Pull up the Nerdist statement, Shannon. Pull up a Nerdist Chris Hardwick statement. Nerdist, which is the company that he started, it's a production company at this point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it started out as a podcast network?
Yeah, but it's like a multimedia company.
Basically. Multimedia company. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
Why would you ever need a phone on a podcast, Lewis?
Sorry. You're absolutely right. But if I was texting somebody just now or looking facts up, that would be more annoying.
I forgot she was here.
What's the Nerdist statement of Chris Hardwick, Shannon?
I'm scrolling through the article.
Just to clarify, this girl's title is professional cosplayer. Which, if that's not a fucking bright, shining light that says batshit insane.
Cosplayer?
Yeah. She dresses up as fucking weird.
So she's basically an Instagram model that shows up at cons and takes pictures.
Well, also in the article, one of her last claims is that after they broke up, which was because she hooked up with another dude, she's claiming kissed, but let's face it, that's probably a blowjob, that he blacklisted her from getting more work in whatever this industry is that
we,
she has.
Can we bring her up? Like, see what.
Well, I'd imagine Chris Hardwick has some. He definitely has some power at like conventions.
Here, I have
and
it
stuff.
Right here, Shannon. I mean, it's fine. I'll pull it up.
Like so a Talking this is, Dead panel probably does pretty well.
This is the Nerdist statement on the matter. Hey, everyone, like you, we were shocked to read the news this morning. Just bullshit. Not shocked. They heard about this fucking months ago. Guaranteed. Everyone hears about this shit months before. Agents hear about it. They all prep for this shit. Okay? This it's is, like all fucking phony shit. It's about the Aziz Ansari thing. We heard about Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, not to pull back the curtain, but we hear about this shit.
Yeah, we're nobodies.
So far removed. I heard about it.
We're nobodies. We heard about Aziz Ansari. This is why people were like, that story where the girl saw Aziz wearing the pin at the award show the night before, and that was the story, like, that was what pushed her over the edge. Bullshit. We heard
we
about
heard
the
about
Aziz story
for weeks.
Months ago.
Months?
Yeah, yeah. It was on the fucking boat when the Louis thing was going to come out. Everyone was going, oh, Aziz is next. Aziz is going to be the next fucking guy. So, like you, we were shocked to read the news this morning. Nerdist prides itself on being an inclusive company made up of a positive, diverse community of people who come together to share and discuss things we love. That type of behavior is contrary to everything we stand for and believe in, and absolutely don't tolerate discrimination, harassment, and other forms of abuse. There are many ways you can help a friend or loved one that has been affected by abuse. There are resources and support available. They give the National Sexual Assault Hotline, blah, blah, blah. RAIN, Rape,
you
Abuse,
should,
and Incest.
You should give it out on the show.
The National Sex Assault Hotline. it's 877-777-7777.
It's an old cab number from New York City.
Dial 7. Dial 7 limousine.
That was Dial 7's.
Yeah.
It was 212, though.
I got raped. What was his medallion number?
Oh, shit. Another one. If
you're oh, Habib.
I pull over. I need to get pissed. She come naked in the back.
Here's a statement from our parent company. Chris Hardwick had no operational involvement with Nerdist for the 2 years preceding the expiration of his contract in December 2017. He no longer has any affiliation with Legendary Digital Networks. The company has removed all references to Mr. Hardwick, even as the original founder of Nerdist, pending further investigation. Wow. You know, it's just like the problem. It's a problem with the industry in general, and it makes me not want to be a part of it. It makes me happy to do things like Gas Digital. You know, everyone is so afraid.
Or as it's going to be. As digital.
But the truth is, you know, everyone wants to save their job, separate themselves, and do the political move. It's very political now, right? Mm. So you heard politicians, they just talk a certain way. An event happens, and they just have to say a political statement and make the certain move. Whether they believe it or not, you go, okay, this is obviously politics. They have to play to a certain side, right? That has seeped over to the industry. It seeped over to entertainers. Now, this is what happens. Anytime it happens, they have to sort of make this political statement and be very careful and kind of look at how the pieces are going to lay out in the future. And there's no part of me that wants to support companies that do that.
Of course
there's
not.
There's no part of me. You guys shouldn't be supporting that company.
Dude, it's
The fact that they will throw their founder under the bus over, I mean, what is literally what seems like a fucking upset, you know, pissed off ex who was probably treated shittily.
Well, at least, by the way, unfounded allegations.
I've been treated shittily by exes. I've treated shittily. I think shittily is a word. Stop fucking correcting grammar on my show. It's just so annoying, Justin. It's not like you're fucking good at it.
Yeah. You're on a dumb guinea podcast after this. Why are you correcting grammar, bro?
You stink. Stop ruining the fucking flow. I'm not a good speaker. So you're going to come
and
fucking. Hold on. Chris Scopo, Flow Rooter. Justin Silver, Flow Rooter. You're going to edit this. Go.
Chris Scopo. Flow Ruiner.
We're editing it to Justin Silver and Ian Finance.
I'll never do this podcast again.
Who made that drop?
I'm not sure.
We got to get that fixed. We need a Justin Silver Flow Ruiner.
Wait, keep making your point because I want to hear this point.
Or we need just a Flow Ruiner drop.
Can you keep making the
point? I don't remember what the point was because
that you don't want to
support companies that do that kind of thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't support companies that are going to do that. You shouldn't support companies that throw people under the bus for no reason without any type of investigation, without any. And I'm not saying to blindly support any fucking dude who's accused of anything. Look, it sounds like Chris Hardwick was a shitty boyfriend. You know, that's what it sounds like. You know, and that, by the way, that's also fine. You can be a shitty boyfriend. You're allowed to have a career and still be, you're allowed to still have a career being a shitty boyfriend. Just like if you're a shitty girlfriend. I have a fucking ex who would spit in my face, scratch me, bite me, psychotic, okay?
Sounds like a good girl.
A fucking crazy bitch, okay? Do I think she doesn't have the right to have a career and feed her children and fucking have happiness in her life because when she was in her 20s, she was a crazy fucking bitch?
Yeah.
No, she should be in a fucking cell. This bitch was nuts. No, 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 but no, the reality is, no, I do, though. I feel like also people change. If you're not actually hurting somebody, and by the way, she like literally committed crime. She would actually assault me.
Who is this?
I don't say names on the show, but I literally have a fucking, you met her. You knew me back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know.
So the reality is, you know, people change, and you know, unless he did something that was, if he actually sexually assaulted her, if he raped her, okay, then yeah, dude, he should fucking go through the process. First of all, it should be a legal process, but yeah, fuck him. You know, I don't believe that if he's a rapist that he should, it's not even this. He should have the right to have a career and make money and feed himself if he does the pro and does the time, right? But at the same time, being in entertainment and doing what we do, it's pretty fucking awesome, and it's pretty, you know, you're celebrated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're a piece of shit that way, people have the right to know, and people shouldn't necessarily celebrate you.
But
you know,
how can you get fired on allegations until there's any proof of anything? Like how? Like
it's not even allegations.
It's almost like the opposite of free speech.
She just said sexual. She said the word sexual assault, and then described what does not sound like sexual assault to me. Mm-hmm. Shannon, I need some female perspective here, and don't just say what I fucking say because I know I'm an intimidating asshole. I mean, what does that sound like to you? Did you read the article actually?
Yeah, I actually talked about this on my show last night. The Thing Is podcast, but
shirt coming to merch pump soon.
But I'm reading here also, and she's saying I let him sexually assault me. I've been in any relationship I've been in, I've had sex when I didn't feel like having sex. It's just kind of something that happens. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. whatever, and it ended 4 years ago. He's married. He's moved on. I don't understand why this is even a thing that's being talked about.
Well, that was going to NBC, mainstream careers, no longer Comedy Central, cable, you know, podcast mogul. Now it's like, oh my God, he's gone beyond that because Chloe Dijkstra right now is on television, on cable TV, doing her fucking thing.
Well, she claimed that he blacklisted her also from the industry.
Yeah. I mean,
isn't that what's happening with him right now?
She's a professional cosplayer.
Blacklisted is a weird term because I know. Here's the thing, right? Here's what from her perspective, he blacklisted me from the industry. From his perspective, I don't want that crazy bitch around me anymore. She cheated on me. Yeah. She fucking hurt me. I don't want to be on the same shows as her. I don't be on the same projects.
I found the fourth draft of some letter she's writing that she's going to release in 5 years.
Dude, he's the more important valuable commodity. So what happens is the industry goes, oh yeah, well no, we won't work with her. We're going to work with him. So it's not exactly
he's
blacklisting
me. And who's
to say
she didn't only get these jobs in the first place because she had an influential boyfriend
100%
in that world.
True. 100%. And by the way,
found another girl who can diet and wear a wig.
Can I ask you a question? Is it not illegal to fire somebody on just allegations of things that other people said? Like that seems almost un-American to me.
All these contracts, you can fire anybody for any reason. All of these contracts. There's for nothing. I mean, I'm sure they can sue.
I mean, you can also say you're firing somebody because you don't want undue attention. Like, even if you don't have a contract with somebody, you're like, you're bringing undue attention on our business. Like, if somebody just spouts off on social media.
Yeah, dude, you were under contract with NBC. Remember, dude? You remember? Or,
I do.
ABC.
And CBS.
CBS. You remember, dude.
You really went down the totem pole on that one.
Justin deleted videos because why? Because they were worried about the type of content being associated with their network. And you're talking about just you cursing. This was the extent of it. It wasn't you raping a fucking chick. It wasn't you fucking sexually assaulting somebody.
Right, but at the same time, those were things that I had documented. They were like, we don't want cursing. We don't want this behavior associated with this. What she's saying is like, you don't even know what's true or what's not true. This is their personal lives.
Dogs don't understand curses.
This is their fucking personal lives.
Well, this is the thing. And it's also like, you know, it seemed to be sort of ending with Aziz. Aziz was the one where people went, whoa, time out for a second. Let's not just fire everybody for fucking allegations. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. This sort of falls into the same category.
I think this is better written, and I think it is. People have been. All right. So when men are in this kind of relationship, they don't then go, "He was awful." They kind of go, "Fuck, I was an idiot. Why was I still fucking that girl?"
Yeah.
When women are in this type of relationship, their friends are all just like, "He was keeping
he's a piece
you
of
here."
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
It's just the difference between how men and women.
Both of us, like even like me and my ex, my son's mother, we've had our problems, right? My version.
I've stated things for way.
My version of it is, we fucked up and we didn't make it work. Like, you know, there's a lot of things on both of our ends that we could have done differently. Her version is, she was 100% on the right. Everything that went wrong was my fault, and she'll say it to you without flinching, without like, no, yeah, of course, it's your fault, completely. Like, not a question, not sarcastic, not even being slightly ironic. Like, she will tell you she did nothing wrong, and this
today, right now,
right now, right now, to this fucking day, it's fucking batshit. No, but she did. She'll tell you what like, she did wrong was stay with me too long.
Lewis does not put the gas
right.
the gas lighting in Gas Digital.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Yeah, and look at this chick's face, by the way, Chloe Dixter. Oh, she looks crazy. Chloe Frances Dixter is an American actress, cosplay, and model. She produced and co-hosts the web series.
I want to see her IMDb page if she's an actress.
She is hot, though.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she definitely
kind of looks like
just
does look like a fucking nerd with his backpack on. And it's like
she looks like a sluttier Jessica Biel.
Also,
though.
She's claiming that because of their relationship and things he said that it made her anorexic.
Yeah.
Not the modeling.
Yeah, no, of course not. And then, but now,
what a weak fucking mission. If I had a daughter, I'd be like, yeah, don't be that chick. You're gonna let some fucking dude make you anorexic. You're gonna make some dude treat you like shit. You're gonna have some dude tell you to not fucking go out at night. That is a you problem. Look, he's a fucking shitty guy. Shitty guys are out there. For you to sit there and go, oh my God, the world needs to be fucking puppy dogs and rainbows. Everyone needs to treat everyone perfectly. Bitch, it's not gonna happen. Okay. That falls on you to get out of that fucking relationship. It falls on you. I'm sorry. God, let's see. What is her pull up her page? 1988.
Oh man, she transitioned to a fucking.
She's pretty hot.
Go down. Yeah, she's hot. She's a train girl.
Oh, she was. She played train passenger in Spider-Man
she's
2.
She's like little extras.
Young couple at diner.
Yeah, it's all small parts.
Yeah, it's all.
But after she dated him, I want to see how her career.
These are things that, in order to get these credits on here, she had to ask the producer to put the credit on there. Otherwise, they would never have added her to an IMDb page.
Yes. Look, here's the thing. She's not a celebrity. How many Twitter followers does she have? She's not a celebrity. You know,
I'm sure she has a lot of Twitter followers. She's a fucking cosplay.
Yeah. But she's, like, pretty known. And what happened was he fucking blew up to another level. He hosts a TV show on real television now. What's that TV show called?
The Game Show. Midnight?
No, it's a game show.
Oh, he has one on, like, NBC or some shit now. Okay. All right.
She's 141,000.
141,000 Twitter followers. What was her last tweet? Pull it up. Was it that's the last one,
how
right?
many more? How many more since this thing came out,
though? Let me see. I quietly posted an article today, unlisted on Medium. Go down a little bit. Clearly made the rounds. I'm overwhelmed, and I want to thank all of you for the support and kind words. They mean so much to me. I may take some time off the internet. Please let me know your support means everything to me. Go up.
Look at the one right below that.
Hold on 1 second. Before I take... Oh, hello.
Just her in a pretty dress.
Before I take my break, I want to address something. Ari, the company he founded, as I understand it, the person had not been associated with that company for several years, and I hope they will not suffer as a result of my essay. Be kind to them. They are good people.
Mike Harrington follows her, just so everybody...
Of course he does. Fucking creep. He's trying to get in on it.
Yeah, he's just white knighting her the whole time.
Yeah. So Chris Hardwick came out and released text messages.
They were leaked, but I mean, I don't know who else could leak his text messages.
He was like, here. He just handed it to the first person who saw leak
and
these.
He
was reading that shit with somebody that he's friends with. Like, this bitch, look at his shit.
It's literally months of her texting to nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Her being like, I want to get back with you. I'm sorry. And
you guys have heard the...
pull up his text messages.
You guys have heard the argument against that sort of shit, where it's just kind of like...
We can watch it, yeah.
Like, these people have stock... Like, have you read some of this stuff? Like, the mattress girl chick, that's why that guy didn't get suspended, was there's text being like, I miss you, I love you, let's get back together, after he supposedly raped her. And then there's this whole psychological, thing, where they try to explain it by saying, oh, yeah, it's because she had Stockholm Syndrome. That's what they'll
probably
say.
Yeah, I do agree that there could be some sort of Stockholm Syndrome.
Not for months.
You could be in love with somebody that did horrible things to you. My point is you sort of have to pick your lane. You know what I'm saying? So if this guy did horrible things to you, you break up, and then you decide that that's really hurting you, that's fine. You can't for years after the fact be texting him, I love you, I miss you. You got caught cheating. He leaves you. He wrote to her this long thing. Pull up what TMZ said.
What really went down when Chris Hardwick and Chloe Dykstra broke up? Of course, she posted an essay last week saying that she was emotionally and sexually abused by Chris, and that set off a whole chain reaction of really bad things for Chris Hardwick and his career. A couple of his shows have been postponed. They've been
TMZ
put on the shelf.
TMZ always has the palatable black guy.
He's been booted from a comedy and music festival. Comic-Con is saying they're evaluating the situation, so...
And he's saying that it's not true. So he's got a denial and she's got an accusation.
Right.
And that's kind of where it was until we found...
It's fine. I don't want to listen to their fucking them talking. This is what we do
how does
they have a TV show. It's a nightmare.
How does these text messages and his side of things don't play into the part to defend him to keep his job?
So
in
pull
any way.
Up the
That's
actual
just my question.
Messages.
We don't know if it's like true or not true, but how does that
Well, they were about to get into it. They were about
to,
he
yeah,
was
just
like
just
that was
happen.
Yeah, it was they were just about to
yeah,
get
yeah,
into
I'm
it.
Yeah, we're going to pull these up. I just want to listen to them talk about it cuz it's literally they're doing what we just did better. Yeah. We're doing it better.
We're doing it better than they
did. We really did do it better than they did it. Except they didn't. He
ours
didn't
had
go,
jokes.
I'm sure the black guy didn't go for all intents and purposes. Actually, Jewface.
Lewis, stop it. Right? I apologize.
And then the Jewface guy's like, John, you're an idiot producer. You don't know how to produce anything. And John's like, I got big tits. I'm an idiot. Ooh, I don't know how to do anything.
John's the name of their female producer.
Yeah, I'm a dumb titted idiot. Fucking dummy. Why? I'm the star. Look at me. Ooh,
dude, you're
I'm
getting her so anxious. She's biting her fucking nails.
This is John.
Off.
This is not Shannon. This is John.
Wait, does John also produce TMZ Sports?
I produce everything. It's on me. It's my network. I can do it all. No show can survive without me. I'm John. I do it
Gas
all.
Gas stands for get it all. Shannon.
What are you talking about?
Gas.
John. This is John. We're talking about the TMZ producer.
Sorry.
Look at my titties. It's so big and big.
John, you can punch me in the face if you get me disco fries.
Yeah. Love fries. Oh, God, I love fries. Not fat, though. Don't call me fat. I'm John. Go ahead. Pull up the tweet. This just says...
This is 7 months after.
Okay, there we go. 7 months after this.
Can you read it in her voice, Lewis?
Hey, can we ever be okay? Pull up what he said to her, because he wrote her a fucking long ass.
It was all about, like, you cheated on me and then said you stopped seeing the guy.
He wrote her a heartfelt diatribe, eloquently.
Good word.
Esoterically.
Dude. Good word.
Efficiently. Egotistically.
Effectively.
Electronically.
Emphatically.
I'm waiting for him to think alliteration starts.
Emphagately.
Empathically.
Empath.
Emotionally.
Ooh. This was the letter E on the Real Ass Podcast.
Was that from Sesame Street?
Baby James segment?
Sometimes we do a fucking letter segment where we start saying words in the same letter. That's a fun segment,
was
idea,
that
right?
Was that Sesame Street that they did?
We'll do it better. We'll do it better.
The letter L, dun 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 dun. The letter L, was that?
Yeah, it was sort of that.
I think you're thinking of the one.
I think it's a different song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
None of these are letters.
Yeah.
The letter L.
No, but that's the
letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The letters 1 through 12.
Letters 1 through 12.
I love letters. Letter 100 is my favorite number. It's a letter.
It comes at the 26.
There's so many letters, they go up into infinity. So, the point that we were making was, why do we say so?
He sent her this giant,
what was the E word that we got into? Oh, it was eloquently.
Eloquently.
Yes. Shit, he missed a lot there. He sends her this eloquently written, fucking heartfelt message being like, baby, you fucking cheated on me.
By the way, just... pause right here. If this was the other way around and she sent a text that looked like this, we'd be like, this crazy bitch with this giant text.
Oh my God. Can somebody give me a speak and spell? I can't deal with this right now.
Oh, he wrote it? I mean, what a guy.
I tried to work a bit out on stage once like that, where Beach just wrote me a really angry letter, and then I put it into a speak and spell, and I had it... going to the microphone.
I love that you went through an Andy Kaufman
face. I did. I went through like a little fucking... I tried to do like an alti type thing. It did not work. But it was pretty funny to listen to an angry letter from your girlfriend in speak and spell.
It would be great if you smashed the speak and spell on the stage.
Yeah. So he writes this thing being like, yeah, you cheated on me. I can't believe you would do this. And, you know, he breaks down like everything, you know. And you should read the letter. I'm not going to read the whole letter. It's fucking really, long. Really long. Really long.
But there was a part where he was just like, you said you were going to cut off ties to this dude you cheated on me with. And I found out you didn't. This can't work.
Yeah. He's pretty reasonable in the message.
And it also kind of sounds like you have to cut off ties with your male best friend thing that she was complaining about. Like it kind of does tie in.
Here's the truth. I think it falls somewhere in between. I think the reality is they were in a toxic, fucked up, shitty relationship where they were shitty to each other, where it got to the point where they cheated on each other and they started seeing other people and they were abusive to each other emotionally. I just don't – I've been in so many of those relationships.
That's most of them.
Every that's relationship. Most of them. Until you find the one you marry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's how relationships fucking go.
Yeah, people fuck 100%.
They starfish. You fuck them. They cry. What?
So then what happens? So then she starts harassing him with these texts for months?
Not harassing.
Right, just being like, "Where are you? Yeah. How are you doing? I love you. I know I should text you."
Even just look, Shannon, can you bring it up and just scroll? That is what that is. Just.
And this is
please
her.
Don't. Please talk to me. Now, look, these are different. This is all July 1st, 2014. This is all July. I'll always love you. I'll always love you. This is.
I hate when someone doesn't send it in one big body, so the phone's just going bing, 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 bing. Oh, this chick will drive you nuts.
She's crazy, bitch.
But girls will do that. This chick will drive you nuts.
If you're with somebody else, your phone will keep vibrating, and then it'll fuck up.
Keep it on there, Shannon. Goodbye, Hawkeye. And then 127,
that's 2015. That's a month later.
No, this is months later.
Oh, no,
later.
That's a year later.
6 months later. Hey, will we be okay? We both handled this poorly, possibly myself more so. I'm sorry. Hey. I shouldn't have texted you. I think I just caught up in a wave. Hope things are awesome with you. Keep on going down. Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
So here's the thing. Now, look, this also doesn't prove that he didn't do shitty things to her. I'm saying what she said, what she described in her letter.
It shows that there's co-guilt, though.
I just feel like the whole thing is so obvious. When you step back, there doesn't need to be a political stance and go like, oh, let's save our jobs.
It's a toxic mess.
This is your toxic fucking bullshit horseshit relationship. Yeah. It's none of anybody's fucking business. It's none of anybody's business. It's fucked up, and it's disgusting that the industry doesn't stand by people. That they just, dude, they're so afraid. Everyone is so afraid to lose their fucking job, and this is why the comedy that's out there sucks. The content that's getting on television sucks.
Yeah, but it's also like he could. All right, so there's always a delay. That I think there's a thing that these guys all have people around them also. So that guy, if he was like some dude, like if this was like a Facebook beef between trashy people, right? She would have wrote that. And then a bunch of people would have been like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then he would have been, somebody from his shitty town would have been like, yo, you need to get at this bitch. And he would have just tweeted that. And then that would have been like, everybody would have been like, all right, they're just fucked up. You know what I mean? Like human beings would have done that. You know what I mean? Mm. But like this guy didn't do that. He had to call his fucking agent who's also trying to save his job and his other people that he works for.
Yep.
So it takes 3 days for this to come out. And now everybody's already mad.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like if he just got right back at it, I feel like if that comes out an hour after the first letter, which it would have done amongst like shitty people on the internet. Like it would have, you know what I mean?
It's a weird thing. It used to be kind of ignored. Well, Louis C.K. did for years because those accusations were out for years.
Yeah.
Years, dude. And everybody, all these fucking phony comic faggots, right? Everyone wanted to work with Louis. Everyone wanted to do his fucking tour. Everyone wanted to get on those Madison Square Garden shows. Everybody. And then when he got fucking thrown under the bus for some horse shit, nobody came out and fucking defended him. It was us. I mean, who the fuck was publicly defending Louis when it happened? Nobody. There was no comics doing it. Nobody. Behind closed doors, people go like, oh, it's fucked up. I just don't want to say anything. It's fucking crazy, dude. Nobody was defending Louis except a very select few people. I'm not even friends with Louis at all. I've met him a few times, okay?
But you had his back, though. That's the clear message you want to put out there with this highlight clip from the Realize podcast.
But he should also know. I mean, like, Louis, you know, whatever, dude. I'm totally there for you, and I will always be there for you.
Yeah, whatever, man. So, you're going to need a comeback show, dude.
If anybody's, you know, wants to get the sim somehow, I know he's not on the internet right now, but
you might want to be doing improvs again, and you're going to need a host. I'm available.
You might want to put out a new pilot. Maybe you want to get some minorities in there, look like you're, you know, empathetic to people.
Who knows?
Yeah,
who
knows?
Empathetic, E word.
Today's word. Oh, we got to have today's letter. That's great.
Today's letter is letter E.
Do you think the more of these that come out, the more it'll dilute? And eventually the shit will just flip around a little
bit. No, because I think it's just sort of now it has become such a it is the new sexy big story. And we need one of these every month or so. It's just sort of like
it'll rotate back to like race at some
It does.
Point.
No, but it does. And it'll go Can't back wait. To this. It's but it's just a cycle that goes back to race and war.
It, before Trump. This, it was who was dying. It was, I can't believe all these celebrities are dying.
Yes.
And now it's, I can't believe all these celebrities are rapists.
Yes. Rapist celebrity will be a thing. And it's sort of a cycle, and we really like it. We're kind of perverted. We all kind of like to watch it happen. It's watching a car wreck. It's watching somebody lose their career, like, before our very eyes. Watching them build it up and then watching them lose it and being able to see that rise and fall is weirdly perverted and kind of like, I get it why you would kind of watch it's that. Like, it was a movie.
It's like watching the clip of the people pull down the Saddam Hussein.
Yes. That's a great analogy. It really is, dude. But if this was a movie, I mean, this is a much better ending to the Chris Hardwick story instead of him fucking marrying a billionaire and getting a TV show. And it's like, oh, Chris Hardwick lived happily ever after. No. He fucking dies a lonely death.
Yeah, but there is no
story.
That's
a better movie. But this is why, you know what I mean? It's better for television. This is why they create it, and they just kind of create whatever narrative it is because it's just better TV. It's better to read. People are going to read the next article. They sort of come out now. Chris Hardwick comes out and he releases that, and even the networks love it, and the fucking blogs love it because they get to release content in a certain way, and they get to kind of unfold this story.
It's like journalism corrections, except it's with counterpoints. They just release this statement from this woman with no evidence, no anything, just her word. That gets a lot of push. It's like when a newspaper used to run something on page one and then they had to correct a bunch of shit because they got it wrong. But then the corrections are on page 10. You know what I mean? Like in a small article in the corner. That's what this whole fucking thing is. Like I bet a bunch of people that were angry as fuck about Chris Hardwick don't even know that he released a statement.
Oh, I bet you they don't.
Yeah.
And I bet you it doesn't even matter. I bet you nobody's going to read a statement. First of all, we're in a fucking Twitter generation. Both these fucking long-winded motherfuckers need to calm the fuck down, okay? Both their statements, way too long. Everyone's just skimming, okay? Yeah. So whatever the headline says is what people are going to take from it. Nobody read his statement. Nobody read her statement. Nobody read because they're fucking crazy long. I barely read them. I don't know if I completely read both of them. I might have skimmed a certain point.
I definitely didn't completely read both of them.
It was a lot, dude. This is too much. Look how many words that is. Look how many characters that is. That's 40 tweets right there.
That's a script.
That's like
crazy.
You could play like two rounds of Fortnite in that amount of time.
Yeah. All right, we get it, Chris Hardwick. You can write. Move on. So they both write these long fucking winded things and, you know, nobody's going to read them. And it's sort of the sexier narrative to get behind is believing the woman. That is a real thing said unironically. A real thing. Believe all women. That's a real... Yeah. Nobody's fucking like going like, oh, this is SNL skit where we're going like, oh, we're going to just believe all women. Like, that's not batshit crazy. That is a real thing that's very accepted, socially accepted. To come out against that, you're considered a rape apologist. Mm-hmm. You go like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's time the fuck out. Opposite of equality.
We've all dated crazy bitches who lie and do and say crazy shit. Also,
we've all dated crazy people.
Yes.
On both ends.
Yeah, yeah, you're bisexual. We understand.
Yes.
Okay?
On both ends.
But the truth is, look, we've all been fucking pieces of shit in relationships. We've all dated crazy assholes. We love, and when you're hurt, you do and say crazy shit. Real love, when you're really fucked up, dude, think about this, when you're angry and then a fucking Asian guy pisses you off, right? And that your mind goes to the most visceral, awful things you can say about Asians. That's like literally your mind just will go to this fucked up like place where you're like, I want to hurt this person.
Yeah.
And go as you're not racist. You just
no, it's a fucking animal in you. You're fucking, it's the animal in you.
Yes.
Part animal. Yeah.
Yes. And you just kind of like, you're trying to hurt this person. So when you're in love and you're trying to hurt another person, you know, you end up saying and doing things that are that just are kind of uncharacteristic.
Base.
You know?
Yeah.
What do you mean by base?
Like your base level shit. Like the base level shit.
Yeah.
You just go for it. You go for as low as you can go.
Yeah. You just want to hurt. Just want to hurt that person. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't judge somebody as a human being based off of those actions or words or things. Dude, some of the shit that I fucking said to exes, I mean, it's fucking nuts, dude. Like the words that I've used, like just like the names that I would call them because you're trying to hurt them. By the way, it goes two ways. They're calling me the same fucking names and they're like, but it's like you're trying to say something, and this person...
You told all your exes they have little dicks?
they're not funny?
I can't stand you.
You never made me laugh, you little dick bitch.
fuck. I hate you. You can give him a Zack attack for that. That was good.
Pew, pew.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. Chris Hardwick, look, dude, just like Louis, just like
Aziz,
just like fucking Cosby, just like everyone before you, I got your back. All right, Shannon, I'm supposed to be doing questions right now.
Oh, I think you said you're wrapping up. I'm sorry.
We're doing some questions, Shannon. We have time for two questions, right?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right, we're going to get two questions. All right, Missy Martinez, former adult porn star. I've done a podcast with her. She's currently an adult porn star. She's hot.
Missy Martinez, go look her up. Missy X Martinez on Twitter. First time I met Kim Congdon, we did a podcast together. She said, how much money would it take for you to drink a thimble of another dude's cum? You get to pick the dude and thimble. How much money? Thimble of a dude's cum right now. $10,000 $10,000's on the table right now.
Yeah.
Thimble.
Is it a friend of mine?
Do I get to keep the thimble?
I'd swallow the thimble like a pill.
$10,000 if it's a friend of mine. Who gives a fuck?
$10,000
Yeah, 50, 10 grand, 20, sure. 20? I think I'd take 10, 20.
No, no, if you put...
No.
If you, $5,000 I might be like, nah.
But here's the thing. Right now, $5,000 cash.
But
tax
for the
rate,
story.
You can go to Jamaica right now, just book a trip.
I'll tell you this right now. $10,000 for sure. Like, if you put $10,000 in $100 bills in front of me and a thimble full of cum, like, right, 100%.
$8,000 Let's make this fun. Now, $8,000 I got $8,000 cash.
I think here's the thing. If it's less than 10, I'd start going, it's less than 10.
All right, here's $9,500 now in stack. Here we
Zach,
go. How's
$8. A meatball sub. What do you think? You have to pour it on the meatball sub.
I want a Cinnabon. I say $5,000
$5,000
Yeah.
I think 10 is the number. 10's a pretty nice number.
I think, right, I think if you get close to 10 and it's not 10, I feel insulted that you're trying to get me below 10 when I set 10.
What if I don't fill the thimble and I go for 9,500?
If it's slightly, yeah, I guess it's under the.
We'll bargain on that one.
All right. Let's
really
see.
Dude you down
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, you really.
Let's see. Last question. Here we go. Ben Fozer _ wants to know, how did you and Bisping meet? All right, that's a good question. Me and Bisping met through SiriusXM. I was working there. I was doing my own show called Below the Belt, which now Brendan Schaub has his own show called Below the Belt.
I'm just saying. Ironic.
Legion of Skanks did it first.
Ironic. Esoteric.
Know, possibly, you know, intents and purposes. You know? But, you know, that's fine. And I was doing a show at SiriusXM, my own show, comedy-based MMA show, and I was kind of guesting on Tap Out Radio, co-hosting that show every week. And they were bringing Bisping in, and they wanted to give him a co-host, and they wanted to see who he had chemistry with, so they brought him in. We did a test show together. I told this recently on the podcast, but the joke that got him that made him say that he wanted me to be his co-host was he was talking about how he got in trouble, or he didn't get in trouble, but they were like, he said the guy was on Queer Street. It was like on a broadcast somewhere, and they're like, you can't say Queer Street. Like, it's just a term you can't, like, say on TV. So I was like, well, you didn't say Faggot Boulevard. And it really made him laugh, and it fucking really got him. And that was, I went to the bathroom, and he was like, all right, I love this guy. Let's do the show. And that was that. And we started doing the show, SiriusXM. We did it together for a couple years, and he was going through some contract negotiations and, you know, decided not to go back. And I didn't want to do the show without him. They were going to match me up with another guy. And I said, fuck it, let's just do the podcast. And we did the podcast instead. And that was that. So that's the show.
That's dope.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for listening. Real Ass Podcast. We will be back Monday live. I know this is coming out on iTunes on Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah,
we need one. All right, that's kind of fun, right? So, yeah, guys, we'll be back Monday live. Another bonus show will be coming out as well on iTunes. So, you guys will get that one. Don't worry. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you, boys, for coming out to the Real Ass Podcast today. Love you guys as always. High Society Radio, no disrespect. Zach Kamiko's super horror podcast, horror shows coming soon. Shannon's The Thing Is with Shannon Leah's titties and producer Johnny. I don't know. Guys, I'm so good at improv. Bow now and suck my balls.
That's all, folks.